Firstly, just a short halacha. So we began last week the halachos concerning brachas in Rav Melamed Sefer Pnimi Halacha, and we were speaking about the distinction between the bracha of Brei Pri Adama and the bracha of Brei Pri Eitz. So here Rav Melamed goes on and he says something beautiful. He says, how do you determine what gets Adama, what gets Eitz? So of course, the simple answer is, Adama comes from the ground and Eitz grows on a tree. However, again, Rav Melamed points out, the halacha points out, that legates yesh geza shemiskayim shan rabos. A tree has a particular halachic definition. The definition of a tree is something that has a geza. Geza means a trunk that is sustained for many years. And again, the trunk produces the fruit, and the trunk remains in existence. See, even something that we colloquially call a bush, if ultimately, again, it remains the trunk, right, the part that grows the fruit, remains intact year after year, then halachically that's not called a bush, but rather it's called a tree. So a very interesting definitional idea. Definition of a tree is any trunk which remains in existence from year to year and continuously produces fruit. Even something that is low-lying, but always remains intact, always this trunk remains, is not called a bush, it's called a tree. And he gives an example. Lamashal, al achmanios. Achmanios are blueberries. He says, on blueberries, mevarchim ha'etz, hoil vehem gedelim al sichim shegizam v'anfeim miskayim b'meshach shanim. Now, blueberries grow on something that we would colloquially call a bush. It looks much more like a bush than it does a tree. But since the trunk, so to speak, remains in existence year after year, therefore, halacha l'maisa, it is considered, it's categorized as a tree, and therefore the bracha on blueberries is considered, the bracha on blueberries is ha'etz. Conversely, on fruit or on items that have to be replanted year after year, Samir Hashem, so we're going to see that those are considered to be things that grow from the ground, ha'adama, and not a ha'etz. So again, definitionally, it turns out that something can be considered a tree, even if it doesn't grow tall, as long as the trunk remains in existence year after year. Coming attractions for tomorrow, we'll talk about certain items that grow on what appears to be a tree, but the tree dies every year and then comes back to life year after year. Bananas are a good example of that. How that is halachically categorized, Demir Hashem tomorrow. Rabbi Chanan ben Akashim, Shmuel Chalzak, Lesel Ficha, Acher Lam Tumis Hashem Amar, Adonai Chavetz Man Tzidko, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.